The Silver Sea, Tushian, Book 2, written by Belinda Morell and read by Roslyn Odes.
Salute, said Sophie to her opponent. She raised her sword from where it rested on the ground and held it in front of her face in a formal gesture before dropping the blunt point to the ground.
Salute, replied Nana, her brown eyes twinkling as she returned the courtesy with her own foil. Both pulled on their mesh face masks.
Nana was teaching Sophie fencing in her cottage garden in Kent. It was a glorious summer's evening, the warm air scented with roses and elderflower.
On guard, said Nana.
Sophie's thighs burned as she dropped into the on guard position, with knees bent and back foot turned out, like a ballet dancer's. Fencing was a vigorous sport, and her muscles weren't used to the movements yet.
Allay,
said Nana, signalling the start of the bout. Nana and Sophie fought back and forth, lunging and retreating with their foils. Sophie began to feel overwhelmed, trying to think of everything at once. Her stance, her attack, her feet, her head, her hands. Nana lunged, touching Sophie on her padded jacket with the blunt tip of her foil. Sophie dropped her blade.
Just focus on one step at a time, Sophie, said Nana, as though reading her mind. Focus on the next touch. Don't get distracted by the whole bout.
I know, said Sophie, rubbing her padded shoulder. She was wearing her fencing uniform, which included white breeches and jacket, face mask, chest guard, and one protective glove. It was the school holidays, and Sophie was staying with her Nana in England. Her brother Archie was attending a summer camp for young geniuses at Oxford University with their mother. Sophie had begun fencing lessons after her return from Tusha 2 weeks ago. She was a beginner but enjoyed learning and practicing. It reminded her of Isabella and Leo, who were taught fencing by their nonna at Castello di Verona. She felt a wave of nostalgia for her time there with Isabella, Nico, Bea and Leo. She missed her friends. They started again, and this time Sophie concentrated on each individual move, visualizing them in her head.
Dig deep, darling, encouraged Nana. You can do it.
Sophie saw an opening and took it, lunging quickly and striking Nana on her padded vest.
Brava, Sophie, said Nana. Let's call it a day. I think you're getting tired.
No, said Sophie, pulling off her face mask. I want to keep going so I get better. Please, Nana. Nana stroked Sophie's sweaty hair off her forehead.
Once you're tired, you can't help getting sloppy, and I don't want you practicing the movements unless they're perfect.